Tuesday Brunch with Alex from 10 until 12.
Now in studio, I've got two volunteers for the Friends of the Children's Hospital Association, Rashida from South Africa and Henny from Finland. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Thank you.
So could you each please introduce yourselves, starting with Henny?
Okay, I'm Henny from Finland, so North Europe, from the cold country. I've been here now 7 weeks volunteering in the hospital, and I will be here until Christmas.
Okay.
I'm 29.
Hi, my name is Rashida Brits. I'm from Cape Town, staying in Mitchell's Plain. And I'm a housewife and thought that I have spare time, so why not spend it here at the hospital?
Awesome. So today is International Volunteer Day. And I want to know, Henny, how did you get involved with volunteering for the Friends?
Volunteering abroad was one of what I want to do in my life. And then I was planning to go traveling. And then I heard my sister has been in South Africa volunteering, and I heard about to her the host family that I'm living with, and they introduced us the hospital and the Friends, and that's how I ended up here.
Cool.
So it's my long time dream coming true now.
And you, Rashida?
Well, one day, being bored, I went on the internet and I was thinking of myself, why not spend my time with kids? I went on the internet and typed in volunteer, and I immediately saw Red Cross Hospital. And I thought to myself, wow, that's the right way to go.
And how long have you been involved for?
I've been here since March this year.
Awesome. So you guys are both volunteers. What do you do in a typical day here at the Friends?
We start at 9, we go to the toy room, collect toys, and depending on which ward you work, you take like 8 appropriate toys. And then we go to the wards, we ask from the kids if they want to play, if they don't, we won't interrupt them, and if they do, we do. We play Uno or do blocks and all sorts of things.
That's really, really cool. And so today is the International Volunteer Day. What does this mean to you, Rashida?
To me, it means a lot because if you go into the wards and like even if you just blow a bubble to a kid who's just sitting there, you can see that smile on that child's face and really make a difference. So not just to the child, but to you as well, it means a lot.
So Henny, do you think it has a positive impact on the children?
Yeah, I think also, like you said, the smile on their face, it's the best thing of the volunteering, yes, so
yeah.
I do think.
So Oryx Radio is a radio station that broadcasts in the hospital for the children. What do you think of it? Do you think it will have a good impact on the kids?
Of course, they can listen to cool music that suits them. They can listen to like interviews, and it's there for them. They can really connect to the radio station.
So you guys have come down for an interview now. What did we interrupt you from? What were you doing?
We were about to start arts and crafts with the kids.
Okay.
And but we can continue that again.
Yes.
No problem.
So what do you do in the arts and crafts?
We let them choose sometimes what do they want to do, like maybe make a face or just some beading or anything that they prefer doing.
And Henny, so you've been in South Africa for around 7 weeks now.
Yes.
What are your impressions of South Africa?
It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I have still so much to see here. Yeah, but like, and the people have been really nice to me, so I've enjoyed my time here a lot.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add, guys?
I don't know. I guess if you're thinking of volunteering, I would say do it. You will not regret it for once.
Okay.
Yeah, and for me also, if there's anyone outside there who doesn't have something to do or you have spare time on your hands, come here to the hospital. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of children that needs those hands and those faces.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been really interesting talking to you and getting a better understanding of what volunteers do for the International Volunteer Day.
Tuesday Brunch with Alex from 10 until 12.